This is Ready, Set, Workflow, a show about how to actually get things done in business, software development, startups, and life. We are your hosts, Katie, Caitlin, and Tosh. And on today's episode, we'll be talking about company swag.
Well, let's start with question of the day. So today's question of the day is, what is one of the weirdest Instagram or other social media ads that you've been targeted by?
Oh, I need to think for a sec.
Okay.
I know. Me too.
I'll go first then while you guys think about it.
Okay.
This is relevant because I actually clicked on the ad, but I find it fascinating. So I got an Instagram ad for a Spotify playlist.
Whoa.
Did not know that was a
thing.
Yeah.
Me neither. And it's Deep House 2022. It's updated weekly, but it's also updated by Instagram. They sent me their own Spotify playlist via an Instagram ad.
How meta of them.
I know.
Very meta.
I felt like I was like very deep in the matrix. But it's great. I love it. I listen to it all the time.
They targeted you well then.
Yeah, I think it's one of the only Instagram ads I've ever clicked, but I was intrigued. So they crushed it.
Okay, I had to open Instagram because I still can't think of one. And the first thing that comes up as an ad is pretty random. And it's KiwiCo. And it is this little robot that sets up dominoes.
That's funny. I have gotten that exact same ad. Multiple times. I've almost bought that thing multiple times.
I feel like it makes sense if you have a kid.
I blame Caitlin because I have zero children.
I'm a KiwiCo subscriber. Yeah.
You are a KiwiCo subscriber?
Yeah, we get boxes every other month. So yeah, I probably did do that to you.
Okay, well then I definitely blame you on this.
Yeah. But yeah, that little robot thing, it looks pretty cool. And I've honestly almost bought it multiple times.
What do you get in your subscription then?
Like more age appropriate toys. So it just like goes with their age and they send like little things every other month. They're like, here's the 2-year-old box.
It's like a bark box for children.
Yes. Hmm.
Okay. So this is 100% your fault that I'm receiving this. Tosh asked the question. Instagram heard it, said, what would Caitlin like, and put it on mine on accident.
Yeah. You guys sharing an Instagram account?
I like
this one. Igloo coolers. It's a cooler and a boombox in one.
That feels cool. Very targeted to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I would not get that.
I like that. Okay. I'm down with that.
Perfect.
So I don't think I really answered your question, Tosh, except KiwiCo, I guess, counts.
Yeah. All right, Caitlin.
You did it. You answered it for me already. No, there's another one that I keep getting. That is for these shoes. I forget what they're called. It's like Kinetics shoes or like Kinetics or something. I don't know if you've, I tried to Google it, but I couldn't figure out what it was called. But they're like shoes for busy moms. So they don't have laces. They're kind of like on clouds, but probably not as cool.
You get a lot of shoe ads though. I think like you bought like Allbirds ones probably. And they just like keep funneling it to you.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, and I bought Birdies. That was another Instagram ad.
Kinetics.
Something like that. I don't think that's exactly what they're called. But yeah, they have like this little like bungee thing on the back. So you can just like slip your foot in and you don't have to ever like pull the back up with your finger.
Wow.
And I'm thinking about it, man. I'm thinking about it. All right. So today we're going to talk about company swag. We're just getting right into it. So let's start with what kind of swag we like receiving as employees.
I mean, I'm in full swag mode right now.
I see that. And you don't even work. You haven't worked for that company in like two companies.
I know, but I love this jacket. Okay, yeah. So I'll talk about, yeah, the swag I like to receive is quality swag. Mm. Like this is a Nike golf quarter zips I think are like some of the best swag you can get because they look kind of professional, so you can like wear them a lot of places, but they're really just like a sweatshirt.
Yep.
And then my other thing that I have is like a travel mug that keeps your coffee warm. So that's like a nice thing to have when you work from home, because I don't just sit and drink my coffee like it's a rapid pace, but it stays warm all day. There are things I would normally own also. Mm-hmm. I just got them for free.
Yeah. I think that the key word is quality. Company swag needs to be quality in order for it to be valuable. Otherwise, there's been some times with cheap items or things like Tosh that you said that you would never use. And then it just feels like it becomes junk.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost develop like a non-appreciation for it, like the opposite of appreciation for it. We could use that word loosely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Tasha. Obviously, quality over quantity over a bunch of junk. My only qualm with it is it has to be something I'll use at work or like wear to work. Because yeah. if it's on the weekend, I'm not going to wear a company short or drink out of a company mug because it makes me feel like I'm at work. I need the separation.
Okay, business hours only for swag for Caitlin.
Yeah. Yeah. So if it was like a tote bag or something, I'd probably never use it because I would never want to see a company logo like when I'm out and about.
Oh, I got like a golf polo where mm-hmm. I wear it when I golf sometimes.
Yeah.
It's pretty specific. Also, like that's also a specific thing.
Yeah.
I think the idea was to wear it to conferences or like trade shows, mm-hmm. but working from home / being fun employed, it's like, what are you going to do? I'm not going to wear my golf polo to a trade show, but I can wear it golfing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not team business hours only. I'm just team quality. Because also a cool one is like a cooler,
mm-hmm.
like that little like snack pack cooler thing. I'm down with using that outside of office hours.
That would give me the Sunday scaries if I saw that on a weekend.
What if you're pulling champagne out of it?
Ugh, I would still, it's like too much of a mix for me. Like it would literally be a downer for me, a buzzkill to see the company logo.
I mean, alcohol's a downer already.
Caitlin has strict boundaries.
I don't like being near the building on the weekend or after hours. Like I will avoid that part of town to not get anywhere near it or see it. It's just like, I don't know. It just feels like, oh, I'm driving over here on a weekend. Like I could do this every other day. It might just be a me thing.
That's some strong boundaries. I'm sure there's other people that are like that.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
What about early morning before 9 a.m.?
What, on a weekday?
Like, is it just weekdays or yeah?
Yeah. Early morning on a weekday is fine because it's already a work day. I'm fine with that. It just can't be like after work or on a weekend.
My other thing, and I don't know if this is like controversial or not in 2022, gendered specific items of clothing. The branding and everything can be the same, but I don't want to wear a men's jacket. I think you can buy like comparable items.
So you do want gendered items.
Yeah, I do.
Got it.
That's why I don't know if it's controversial. Like I don't need it to be different items completely, but like I don't want to wear a men's jacket. I'd rather just get the same jacket, but in like the women's cut.
Right.
Yeah.
The women's version.
I think it's just leave it to options, right? Like I think the jackets, best thing you could do for jackets, is just not assume. But I know that there has to be assumptions, like if you're doing a welcome kit, which I think I'll get to that in a little bit, because I don't want a woman's cut t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Me neither. That's my nightmare.
Deep V woman's cut baby sleeves t-shirt.
Slim fit.
I don't want a t-shirt. Yeah. I don't want a t-shirt. Any t-shirt.
Oh, I'm a t-shirt.
I'll take a t-shirt.
Swag
yeah.
fan, for sure.
If I can wear it to work, because obviously I'm not going to wear it anywhere else. But if the dress code allows for that. But working from home, I could wear a t-shirt.
I have so many t-shirts. I don't need any more screen printed cotton tees.
Yeah. The quarter zip and the jacket is pretty clutch if you're doing a...
And the cooler.
Yeah. And the cooler.
I do think, and maybe we'll get into maybe when swag is appropriate, but I do think that swag as part of a welcome kit can be pretty great. So my question for you guys is, well, I guess whether you agree with that or not, but if so, what would be in your welcome kit?
Yeah, I do enjoy a welcome kit. I think it I don't know. It gets you like kind of excited if you're starting a new job or if you're at a conference or something. But stuff I would want in it would be a quarter zip or a jacket and a ceramic mug. I'm not here for the metal mugs. Can't do them. Makes your coffee taste metal. Keeps it warm, but it's also metally, in my opinion.
You are very specific. Are like even like a Hydro Flask or something like that?
Those are fine. I feel like I have a million water bottles. Maybe I'm like Tosh with the t-shirts. Too many drinking vessels and I really don't need any more. And I often just throw them right in the garbage.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I like a welcome package, but I just think it's like a little bit unnecessary.
So it's definitely wasteful.
Like if I get a notebook, I love how a notebook like looks in a welcome package and like a pen, but they're always terrible. Mm-hmm. I'm like obviously like a little bit specific about the notebooks that I like to use, and I have my pens. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want that. The amount of like branded pens I've thrown away is terrible. I'm like really probably a huge part of my carbon footprint right there is just the pens that I've thrown away that are company swag.
That's funny. I'll keep the pens, ditch the mugs.
What would you be in your welcome pack?
I would just take a quarter zip and maybe, I don't know, a mug. I mean, I like a metal mug. I would use that, a travel mug, especially if you have to go into the office. I feel like that's a good one. And then, I don't know, a bottle of wine.
Right?
Consumables. I feel like people should do consumables. Just get some snacks and put a sticker on it.
What if you don't eat snacks?
You can make a lot of friends by giving them away.
A charcuterie.
Yeah, I would love a branded cheese board.
Right? That would be pretty amazing. All right, well.
So we're all pretty particular, I think, is what we've learned.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I do think that a welcome kit is great. And I do like the idea of how can you personalize a welcome kit, right? So if it's just the standard welcome kit that everybody's getting with some cheap shit in there that has a company logo on it, that might not be as powerful as if you do something that's very specific to that person. If you could do it in that way, like you said, Caitlin, maybe you get stickers and you just stick them on. Like if we know that you like snacks, then maybe we just get a bunch of snacks for you, and maybe we get wine for Tosh, and everybody gets a quarter zip though.
Mandatory.
It's the only thing that unites us all.
You have to get people's sizes though. That's the one thing too about swag is that sizing can be hard. And like, I don't know how you order that appropriately for people.
Hats. What about hats?
I'm 50-50 on hats. I'll wear it if it's hot out, and I need to like keep the sun off my face, but chances are I'm not going to wear it that often.
Yeah. What about vests? What do you guys see about vests?
Oh, in general or?
No, like the tech bro branded vest.
I've never worn one, nor have I received one, nor have I wanted to purchase one.
I don't like vests in general. I think they look like kind of douchey too. So
I have received one. Did not wear it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you just give your new employee a gift card and they can go shopping for the swag, the company swag that they want?
Yeah, I think companies do that.
And so you work with a company that has your logo on file, and then you have a little catalog, and the welcome is choose the swag you want. You have this many dollars towards it.
Yeah.
I like that. I think that's the best option we've heard so far.
My husband's company does that, actually.
Smart.
And I think, Tosh, our old company, two companies ago, did it a little bit. They had a store.
Yes.
An online store where you could go pick stuff.
Oh, they did. Yeah, you're right.
So yeah, whatever floats your boat.
They sent a remarkable amount of swag though, like randomly. Yes. Like at NSM, like you would get like just like random stuff. And like when it was a virtual sales meeting, you got like, if you registered, you got like the virtual sales or swag pack.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there was always weird stuff in it, but I still use some of it. There's like almost like a cord organizer. Again, things I would own, but not like things I would own normally or things that I would totally use branded. The best swag I ever got, I don't even know if this counts as swag, is a Compex machine, which is like...
I knew you were going to say that.
It's just like one of those little like tens unit.
It electrocutes you.
Yeah, it's a tens unit. It was getting passed out, and Caitlin and I were lucky enough we got one too. It was getting passed out by the surgical team. That's how you knew they were like the richest team in the company, is they're passing out like individual tens units to everyone. And that is hands down the best swag, because I actually wanted to buy one. That's also a caveat. I wanted to buy one really badly. And then it was being given away. And I was like, yes, this is the best. That was the best one for sure.
Caitlin, did you feel the same way?
No. I was like, I'm not going to like the way that this feels, but I'll try it. And yeah, I think I did it once and I was like, that is way too intense for me. But yeah, then I sat next to Tosh on the plane.
I use it at least monthly.
Yeah, Tosh used it on an airplane, which is probably like not legal, but maybe it is.
Maybe at 35,000 feet.
Yeah.
Tosh's probably using it right now.
I wish. I'm going to add that to my routine for this though. I'm for sure going to, I had to buy like replacement pads for it. I use it so frequently.
I should just send you mine.
Probably should.
The greatest thing. I've like turned friends on to it. It's great.
That's true. I have one now.
Katie has one. Yeah.
I'm not using it right now. It's in storage. Everything's in storage right now.
What's a swag no-no? What do you think you should like never give people?
Sweatpants.
Yeah. Agreed.
Inappropriate.
We all feel strongly about not seeing people in sweatpants at work.
Shorts, sweatpants. No, it's a no-go. Yeah.
I was going to say anything below the waist, which A, sounds weird, but also I disagree because I think socks might be good, but definitely no pants. No pants, no pants, no shorts. 100% no sweatpants.
If you know, you know.
One of our loyal listeners submitted a story knowing that we were going to talk about swag today.
Yes.
And she said that there was one time when she was walking out of her house on her way to work in company sweatpants paired with, maybe it was a company hoodie, maybe it wasn't, but it was definitely sweatpants and a hoodie. And she said she was deep conditioning her hair, and so she was wearing also a beanie, and that her landlord saw her and was like, where are you going dressed like that? And she responded, work. And her landlord just looked absolutely completely horrified.
Yeah. I feel like that's why you need to get company swag with a touch of professionalism thrown in.
Yeah. Yeah. And just quality. Right.
Exactly. You can make the t-shirt thing work. I get it. But like zippies, not a huge fan. Sweatpants, obviously not. Anything like oversized or just like baggy, 100% made or 100% cotton, like sewn by a child in God knows where. Like, no. Splurge a little bit.
Also, you could deep condition your hair the night before going to work, which would help the level of professionalism.
Yeah, but why? Why do you have to do it the night before if you could do it day of in your company sweatpants?
Like, yeah, I mean.
Might as well.
Oh, the visual of that is wild.
Right.
I'm dying.
Right. And then Tosh, you mentioned a cheap water bottle. I totally agree. Ugh. Anything cheap water bottle. I'm not a fan of pens. Like, what am I going to do with a pen?
A mouse, keep it.
Mouse pads. Those are the worst.
Mouse pads. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind a koozie. I think a koozie.
Yeah. Useful.
A koozie works.
I'd have to be consuming alcohol at work to use it, but.
But you can have a desk koozie. That's fine. You can keep that at your
That's
office.
That's true.
I guess. And I then could, yeah. You have a koozie. Yeah.
Put a Pellegrino in it.
Exactly. Or like a bottle opener. But yeah, practical.
Mm-hmm. I also am not really a fan of company branded things that aren't useful. Like, I don't need trinkets. I don't need desk decorations.
No.
I don't have a desk. Where am I going to put that?
Agreed. Like, what other things are there? You know, I would take a Post-it note, a branded Post-it note, if that's an option. I don't even know if that's a thing.
Consumable. I love Post-its. Yep. I could love it.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. I think that's the moral of the story. I feel like we could save companies a lot of money and time and energy if they just listen to this.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Like, if you can squeeze a water bottle, like, no, do not include that in your swag bag.
That's a good rule of thumb.
if you have a key card to get into your office, I do like a lanyard. I think that that's a good one.
Yes, agreed. That's fine.
I just would always leave it like floating around in my purse. And I'd be like, where is it? And then I'd put it in my wallet for like a week and then I'd lose it again. Rummaging through. So that's a good one. Maybe I needed that.
Easier to dig it out if there's a huge lanyard attached to it.
Throw like 4 or 5 keys on it too. You'll be like Caitlin in high school.
Yeah. We'll never know what all those keys went to.
Full circle. Bringing it back.
I was just going to say on the same topic real quick, or a similar topic, business cards. Do we think they're necessary in 2022?
Only if you want to win a free lunch. Free lunch for life at like Rubio's. Yeah.
True.
Fishbowl cards.
That we'll just see digital business cards become a thing. I think this is actually on my Instagram ad. It's almost like a chip or something that attaches to the new iPhone and I'm assuming other phones because it's magnetic and you can put it on your phone. And if you put your phone near another phone, it like pops up a digital version of your business card that you can save, that the other person can save. And I think that that is probably what the way of the future will be. And those, it's like $20 or something like that per little chip. I think that is where we'll see it go. I think they're necessary to have in general, but you can get away with like having 100 probably for your entire career, as long as you're not going to an insane amount of like sales networking events. But if you're a salesperson, you probably need one.
True. Industry specific or job title specific, probably.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But I would for sure take a digital one. I think that would be cool. I think that would be cooler swag. Like here, pop this on your phone. I think you can put your company logo on it. Like pop it on your phone. It has your name. Like, and you put it on your phone immediately. It has your name. It has your title. It has your new work email address. It's branded. Done. That would be like the ultimate swag.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I feel like remote teams, when you go visit them, let's say, and you bring them some swag, they really enjoy it. I think it might be a uniting factor. Some sort of swag. Still quality swag. Don't get me wrong. But I think it's a uniter.
I agree. Especially if everyone's remote and you're getting together for like an offsite type thing. Totally agree. Bring some swag.
Yeah.
Bring those quarter zips.
Yeah. Usually your remote team doesn't have access to other company swag either. So it might be the only stuff that they're getting. So in that case, yeah, no, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I also wear like swag 90% of the time because all of my coaching gear is branded. So it's a uniform / swag a little bit, but that's just blurred lines right there. Is it the uniform? Is it swag? I don't know, but there's a lot of quarter zips. I can tell you that.
I mean, if it's quality.
Yeah, we're a Nike club.
Exactly. I would love my closet filled with quality gear.
Yeah.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. All Nike, everything. All right. Okay. Well, thanks everyone for listening to our podcast. Hope you enjoyed our take on company swag. Obviously, what we care about is quality over quantity and quarter zips. So all things Q. Although I guess quantity starts with the Q too, but no, quality, quarter zips, and digital business cards. Keep everything else, save yourself the money. If you like our commentary or completely disagree with it and really want those sweatpants, feel free to let us know. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ready Set Workflow. Please don't hesitate to tell us what other topics you would like us to cover in future episodes, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.